it sounded like my own. And it said, I'm supposed to hold it. And I looked to my right because I was like confused. And I looked to my right and I'm like, this is my voice. What the heck does I'm supposed to hold it mean? And I hurried up and put a note in my phone, and it was 4:09 a.m. So I know I was awake because I actually put it in my phone. It's there. So I didn't know what to do with that, but I continued to seek the Lord. The Lord works different with me. Like, he'll give me a word or something, and then I don't know what to do with it, but I have to seek him. He may do the same with you. I don't know. But I have to seek him on what that means, and by the time I'm done with seeking him on it, it's completely changed around. So when I heard I'm supposed to hold it, what it came down, the sword of the Lord, the sword of the Spirit came to me. And I thought, okay, what do I do with this? Okay, you hold a sword in here. And I immediately thought of an old VBS that we had with called Armed and Victorious. And I got these swords, these white cardboard swords from Oriental Trading. And I thought, now if I pass this out to all the congregation, they're going to think I'm nuts. But I might pass them out anyway. We might be doing swords, all of the adults, if you want to. But it doesn't matter. I'm being obedient. I'm doing what God wants me to do. And he will bless because of it. Whatever happens, we might not see anything happen today, take place today. But in the future, you're going to see some miracles. And because of a service that we were obedient to the Lord to do, we're going to make decrees and declares. We're going to say them all together. And I just want to explain a little bit about all of that. When I heard I'm supposed to hold it, I did like any good Christian woman would do. I went to Google, and I Googled hearing your own voice, not God's voice, hearing your own voice. And I actually found something, and it was from a woman, and she heard a voice. It was her own voice. She said in a whisper, yet firm, the idea wasn't hers, but it was weed my garden. So she, like me, sought the Lord on it. And what she described it as, it was like the time when God said to Peter, feed my sheep. And he didn't get it like right the first time. He just, you know, but it took him a while, and then the light bulb went off. And so that's the same with this woman. That's the same with me. Then I started getting all these confirmations. Like, people started texting me. Started sending me messages, videos of different sermons, all having to do with holding the sword, and it got deeper than that after a while. I even had Beth come up and say, I have this little song about the armor of God, but I'm supposed to sing it to you. So you'll see that a little bit later in the program. I don't want to call this a program. It wasn't supposed to be a program, but that's what it looks like. Whatever you want to call it, it's out of obedience to the Lord. Our kids are amazing. They're our future church, our future ecclesia. They're our junior ecclesia. They didn't have a whole lot of time to practice. It's very difficult having all of them there at the same time and getting the practice done, but they're going to be amazing. A lot of the kids are younger. This will not be a perfect performance, and that makes it all the better, but it is being done unto the Lord. I even had confirmation from, I had a neighbor come around when I was seeking the Lord on, what can we do? We're just a remnant, a small group, just a remnant. You hear that word a lot, remnant. It's just a small group of people that are still trusting in the Lord, having faith that he's going to take over what's going on in our world today. And I thought, oh, if everybody could just do one little thing, and if he's asking me to do this, am I very uncomfortable? Absolutely. Can I get up here and do stuff for VBS and not have a problem with it? Absolutely. Can I do this? Very uncomfortable. Don't care. I'm going to do it, and it doesn't matter. And as Priscilla Shire would say, if it's uncomfortable, we learn to see challenges as spiritual exercises designed to make us stronger. So we're going to be nothing but stronger. But as I was seeking the Lord on if everybody just did something little, a knock came to the door, and it was a neighbor, and she came in and she said, I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I just want to tell the neighborhood something. I want to do my part. I am getting a petition signed together for people that will go and sit in on meetings from around the town and share their thoughts of what's good for Washington County. She said, I don't know. I don't know where it'll get me, but it's the least I can do. It's something little I can do. Then just a couple weeks ago, another neighbor came up and handed me her daughter's card, and she wants to do something. She's fed up. Everybody is so upset with what's going on in the world, and nobody really knows what to do. But if you seek the Lord on what to do, he's going to tell you something. It might be something little. It might be something huge. Just do it. Just be obedient. But she came to the door, and she said, my daughter wants to be in when people go to vote. She's going to be one of the people that watches so everything is done in a right way. So thank you, Jesus, for the small things that he gives us to do. A month after the fasting, we went to a prophetic seminar. One of the speakers' names was Jane Hammond, and she had a prophetic dream. And she stood up front on the stage, and as she was about to get up there, I felt the Lord say in my spirit that, pay attention to this woman. You're going to get more clarity on what I want you to do. So she came up and she told about a dream or a vision that she had where an angel was shouting with a megaphone. She was with a whole group of people, the ecclesia, the military force, and shouting with a megaphone, hold the line. And the sound of war and light came out of their mouths and blinding the enemy and pushing back evil. The sound of the boots made resonated in the heavens. The armies of heavens are marching with the ecclesia, which a word for that is called the Mahanaim, which is two armies, heaven's armies meeting our armies here on earth. And as soon as she said that, I got goosies all over. And Cody was kicking me under the chair because she knew my heart and what I kind of needed to do but didn't know what I wanted to do. So when I knew that, when she said hold the line, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to hold the line. There's so many things that we have to hold the line for. We have to hold the line for our personal relationship with God, our spiritual growth, our joy, our peace, for righteousness in the land, for truth. Our kids are not being taught what they should be taught in schools. God has been taken out of so many different things. And who's going to take care of that? Who's going to teach our next generation if it's not us, the parents, the grandparents, our church, the church? The church, sorry. I keep going away from this. But they're not getting taught what they need to be taught. If you talk to any little children that are not involved with a church, they're clueless. They know nothing about who God is and what he can do. Our job is to stand up for our children. And because of that, what this came out to as, when I had talked to Rob, I was like, I don't know what to do with this. And he said, well, just pray about it and, maybe involve the kids or, whatever. And so, and that's what it evolved into, our kids doing this with us. The more that they're fed into their spirit, what we're doing here and what we believe, they can tell their friends and their teachers and whoever they see as they go on. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? So they're going to show you how they worship the Lord as well today. That's my little Noah. He'll be up here next year. So we're going to do what they call a prophetic act. Sounds a little weird if you don't know what that is. That's an act that you do in the physical, in the natural realm, orchestrated by God, to reach the heavenlies, to reach the spiritual realm. We are going to use our swords as we say the decrees. We're going to hold them up. We're going to strike it through the air. We're going to break down strongholds. And everybody that wants to do that can do that. You can stand, you can sit, you can grab a sword, you can do it without a sword, whatever you want. But us up front are going to be using our swords. We're going to do that in a few minutes. I looked up, I was thinking about prophetic acts in the Bible, and there was one with Ezekiel. Everybody kind of familiar with Ezekiel. But he was asked to do a prophetic act on behalf of the Israelites, representing the carrying of sins. So he had to lie down on his left side for 390 days to represent the years of the sins of the northern kingdom, and then turn over on the right for 40 days for the years of the sins of the southern kingdom. or said it wrong. Yeah, no, that's right. And tied with ropes in the same position. He was only allowed to eat certain foods cooked on his own excrement. And when he, you know, confronted the Lord about that, then God said, okay, well, you can use animal dung. All right, so laying on his back on his side for 390 days and 40, I don't know about you, but I get a kink if I lay for 5 minutes a certain way. So I can't even imagine poor Ezekiel. And then when I thought of what he was asked to do, this is nothing. I can do this, Lord. So that's where the whole, even the Jane Hammond, the one that spoke at the prophetic seminar, she was speaking at a conference somewhere, and where they were, they hadn't had rain for a couple of months, and they did a prophetic act, and they pointed to the sky and speak for the clouds to open and the rain to come down, and in 15 minutes there was an abundance of rain. So what we are going to decree and say here, like I said, we might not see visible anything today. Who knows? We might. But if we don't, it's coming. So holding the line just means to stand up for your principles, to stand firmly, stand strong, stand together with your church, the church. Even in football, they use the line, hold the line. Do you ever see the movie Braveheart with Mel Gibson? At the very end, he has his whole army waiting till the very last minute to hold the line. That's what we need to do. We have... Our world is just, it's backwards. It's changed around. When Rick George was here last week, he talked about the church. It's not the church changing the world, but the world changing the church. Instead of repentance, it's acceptance. Instead of self-denial, it's self-affirmation. We need to get that back in the right order from us. And it's not just for us. It's for the nations as well. Not just our nation. For our nations, the nations. And you ever hear this, the saying standard, to raise a standard? It's like a military flag. We are going to sing a song, and the children are going to have flags of different nations because we're going to be speaking into the nations as well. So the scripture says we set a standard, which is a battle flag. Let it wave in the land, blow the trumpets among the nations, prepare them against Babylon. We're going to raise the standard, and it's going to require boldness in face of the evil and opposition. So, listen to the words of this song, Champion. It's all about, when I lift my voice and shout, every wall comes crashing down. I have the authority Jesus has given me. When I open up my mouth, miracles start breaking out. I have the authority Jesus has given me. And then, even in scripture, that I can't find right now. Where'd it go? It says, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and the kingdoms, to root out and pull down, to destroy and overthrow. So if the worship team would come up and our children come up with their flags, Penny's going to lead them with flags during this song. Congregation can stand. If you want to sit, that's fine as well. Worship with us.
Let's worship with our kids the way that they worship downstairs when they go. They've been waving these flags, and even if they don't have flags, they're down there worshiping and pouring their hearts out for the Lord.
I tried so hard to see it, took me so long to believe it. Choose someone like me to carry your victim.
You want to make fun?
Perfection could never earn it. You get what we don't deserve, and you take the broken things and raise them to glory. You are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you won, I am.
Thank you, worship team. Thank you, kids. What a blessing it is to see our children up there worshiping the Lord. Now we're going to do something before we do our decrees, something to do with the armor of God. Everybody is pretty much familiar with the armor of God, where it says to stand firm with the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of gospel of peace, helmet of salvation, shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Okay, so we are going to do a little song with our swords, and some of them will be having shields up. When God brought me to these verses, I thought, oh, we've done the armor of God a million times. You know, it's, why do it again? But, you know, I'm sure all of you know, when you're seeking the Lord on something, if you come across a scripture that he gives you and it's a certain timing, you'll read a scripture in a totally different way, and it'll be relevant to what you're seeking him on. Out of all of those pieces of armor, the one that's offensive is the sword. And so we are dealing mainly with the sword today, which is the word of God. And so besides the sword, also ending everything in prayer. So right now, well, let me tell you about the sword a little bit. The sword of the Spirit, like I said, is the weapon of offense. And it's the word of God, living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. When you temper a sword, the more you pound it, heat it, put it in the fire, and then in cold water, every time you do this, the stronger it becomes. And for us, it's representing power, protection, authority, strength, and courage. The more we read the word, the more we study it, speak it, and apply it, the stronger we become. Even when Nehemiah was rebuilding the walls, as they were building, they had their sword in their hand as well. They were ready. So if the kids will come back up and get their swords, and if the younger ones can stand in the front, and then Jet, Jace, and Jude, if you'll get your shields and stand in the middle in the front. And Beth is going to lead you and Marissa, and we're going to go through this four times. Say it loud, sing it loud. When you say stand firm, shout it out. And after four times, do you remember what we're going to do? What are we going to shout? Hold the line seven times, just like marching around the walls of Jericho. Let me tell you, it's really fun working with 3 and 4 year olds. They're so cute. They're our future. Okay, moving on towards our decrees and declarations. Decrees and declarations, to me, seem to be almost the same thing. A decree is a formal and authoritative order, an official order. It can mean to order, decide, or officially appoint a group or a person to accomplish something. Say that with me. Accomplish something. Accomplish something. All right. So it's used for delivering judgments, laws, orders. We are going to do, like I said, 22 decrees, 11 at a time. So I'll give you a break in between. And we're going to read them all together. What a decree will do, it will accomplish its purpose and not return empty. It will release a breakthrough. It will produce good fruit and plantings of the Lord. It will produce a memorial that will not be cut off. If God puts something in your heart to say, say it. Decree it. It's a word of promise. It will be established and light will shine on your way. When you are cast down and humbled, you will speak with confidence, and the humble one, he will lift you up and save you. We have Bill and Betsy West with us, and I said, oh, this is really appropriate for them, because I was actually going to mention him in this little thing. We were talking about how it's so easy to sing a song and declare stuff with singing, and this song always reminded me of Bill. I went to the enemy's camp. You all know that. We say that every once in a while. And it's so easy, and everybody's taking their foot, and they're crushing Satan's head down, you know. And it's so easy when you sing it. But when you do it as a decree, it's a little bit different. It's like you're commanding with authority, you know. You have given us authority to trample over Satan. It sounds way more serious that way, and it's like, wow, this is powerful. That's what we're going to do today. So just some things about decrees. You ever hear, you know who John Mayer is, singer? He sings a song, Say What You Need to Say. Now it's a secular song, but there's a line and it says, even if your hands are shaken and your faith is broken, do it with a heart wide open. So we're going to do it with a heart wide open today. The decrees are not going to stop where they're being said here in this service. It's going to permeate throughout our town, throughout our state, throughout our country, throughout all the nations. When the Holy Spirit hears us as we speak and declare, the Holy Spirit deals with remnants all over the world. We're not just the only little remnant that believes God can do something. There's little remnants all over the world, and he's doing his part and reaching people in these other remnants that are everywhere around us so we can all come together and unite as the church, one church. God's waiting for us. He's waiting to hear from us. He can do everything without us, but he wants us to be a part of it. That's how he made us. That's why he created us, to do our part, to be obedient to him, and we can see results. I know some of you here have seen angels before. I have never seen an angel, but there are angels all around us. Maybe we'll see them today. But when pertaining to angels in the Bible, it says, bless the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. We are God's partners in the earth realm and have been given access to hear his voice and release his words into the atmosphere, activating angels on earthly missions. And in Hebrews it says, what role then do the angels have? The angels are spirit messengers sent by God to serve those who will inherit salvation. In Psalms it says, open your mouth with a mighty decree. I will fill it. Now you'll see. The words that you speak, so shall it be. The mouth activates what the heart believes. We must open our mouths and declare it audibly. The voice of God is released into the atmosphere around our lives and circumstances. In Acts it says you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. We meditate when we speak the word out loud. It strengthens us to obey it, and our obedience leads us to the desires God has for us. It creates an atmosphere for the blessings of the Lord to break open new opportunities. And in Isaiah it says, I have placed my words in your mouth and have hidden you in the hollow of my hand to plant, establish the heavens, and make the earth rock solid. So we're going to make some decrees for breakthrough. Breakthrough is a military movement or advance all the way through and beyond an enemy's frontline defense. It is also the act of removing an obstruction or restriction. We are here to do some removing today. We can't be silent. We must make decrees in prayer. We must uproot unrighteous decrees and write new decrees that speak to God's purpose and plans. To decree his truth, to know the penetrating power of truth can set us free. Your opposition will become your opportunity. And we know that the Word of God is just His voice in printed form. We've been given authority to rule. He has given us authority to do these decrees. Open your mouth with a mighty decree. I will fill it, He says. Whatever the enemy has meant against us for evil is being turned for our good. We will expect to see new doors open and opportunities open to advance the kingdom of God. And we'll pray for our nation, Lord, and we will, if our nation has strayed from following the Lord, we will humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face and cry out for our nation to turn from our wicked ways. The Lord will hear our cry and forgive our sins of the nation, and restore health to our land. Decrees of God's word released through our voices in earth's realm to bring change. So, Renee, you want to come up? Where's Renee? You want to come up here a minute? I was talking with Renee last night, and she was just telling me something cool. And then after her, we're all going to stand and use our swords and do our decrees.
So we were just talking about the sword of the Spirit and being fearful of things that it's like, well, should I do it? Was it from God? And if God is giving me a word, how do I act on it? And the beautiful thing about God is that if He gives you a word, He will absolutely be with you to execute that. So if there's something on your heart, if there's something that God has given you, He's going to give you the courage to walk through it. And then if you see that obstacle in front of you, that sword of the Spirit, you have access to it and can use it whenever and however many times you need to use it. Because if you're going through stuff and God's like, hey, I need you to, He's going to say, okay, I want you to. You're going to say, okay, God, I don't know how to. He's like, I've already given it to you. Have faith. Have greater faith. Just like Goliath and David. So David's just like, man, all I need is a stone. So what does he do? He goes and gets a handful of stones. And I don't believe, and I know I've read it somewhere, that it wasn't because he had a handful of stones that he was going to miss the first time. He was like, man, I will take down whatever giant it is in my way, and God's going to let me do it. You have what you need to get through what you're going through. And whatever breakthrough you need, all you have to do is declare it and decree it, just like these kids up here did. You wield your sword of the Spirit because it's not your sword to carry. He says, I'm going to give it to you. So don't think you can do it on your own. He gives you the sword. He said, this is my sword. And you are ready for battle, whether you believe it or not. You just have to stand firm, stand in faith, and know that you can conquer those giants in your life because He's given you the tools that you need. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. And if you are, you stand firm. Stand the line and say, I am not going to be fearful. God did not give me a spirit of fear. I have nothing to be anxious over. And Father, I ask you to take that anxiousness away from me in Jesus' name. Man, that's a powerful sword. So I just wanted to encourage all of you that if God has laid something on your heart and you need to move forward with it, you grab His sword. You take that step in faith and you stand firm. If you guys are going through stuff, you say, okay, man, I've got some giants in front of me. And God's like, okay, I'm standing with you. Take my sword. Take my sword and use it. And He's going to get you through it. He's going to see you through it. And if you don't feel that you have the faith, just say, God, give me greater faith. That's what He's there for. He's there to give you what you need at the moment that you need it. You just have to ask. And you just have to use. So I'm excited to for these decrees and declarations. I truly believe in what these kids are going to do. And I want you guys to have the faith and the open heart to know that this kind of stuff does happen. It's just like if we want to break those strongholds that are in our hearts, that are in our community, we can absolutely do it because God has given us the tools to do it. So even with these kids, as they do it up here, do their thing and breaking those decrees, break those things that are in your heart that are holding you back. from fulfilling that great accomplishment that God wants to have in your life. And for the things that you are fearful of, God can definitely break that fear. But you stand firm, and you put that into action. So as these kids are going to be breaking off chains, breaking off whatever that is in your heart that you feel like it's too monstrous, it's too huge, you do it with them. Physically, in your heart, in your spirit, God's going to do some great things. We just have to have the faith to say, we know he's going to do it, and he's going to do it with me because I have his sword of the Spirit. Thanks, guys.
Grab a sword too and stand over there for a minute. All right, you kids ready? You could come on up, get your swords, and come back up front. We're going to stand up as we do these. You can stand or sit. They're going to be on the screens. And we're going to read them. And oh, that's perfect. Okay. We're going to read them all together. If you want a sword, I'm very serious. Grab a sword if you're serious about this. There's a bunch of them there. There's the Oriental Trading white cardboard ones. There's inflatable ones. Just grab a sword. Put it in your right arm, left arm if you're stronger there. And those of you that can read, you can read it along with us. What we're going to do is we're going to raise our sword for each one. And at the end of each one, we're going to cut through the atmosphere. Like this, okay? We're going to raise the sword as a symbol of God's word. I'm going to ask him, the commander of the angel armies, to heal our land, our church. And when we cut through the air, we're going to cut through the spiritual atmosphere, and it will bring down strongholds. All right? Everybody got a sword that wants one? You want to stand? Fine. You want to sit? Fine. All right, we're going to read them together. Ready? Justice. We decree that our mouth will be used as the sword of the Lord to reveal anything unholy and declare your justice in the earth. We will be God's voice of our generation. We declare your promise to free us from our enemies and to serve you without fear in a way that is holy and right. Protection. We decree that you will assign your angels to protect us, our leaders, and our land, and keep us safe. We declare you will protect us when we are in danger. You will take us up to safety. Strength. We decree that you will help us in our weakness. The Holy Spirit lives within us, and we are filled with energy and strength. We declare it is you, God, who arms us with strength and keeps our ways secure. Encouragement. We decree that you will keep us from discouragement. We will be bold and courageous and operate in the gifts of the Spirit. We declare you will be with us when we face our enemies. We stand firm and see the deliverance you will give us. We will not be afraid or be discouraged. Righteousness. We decree that you will give us discernment to do what is right to fulfill our calling. We declare your righteousness goes before us and prepares the way for our steps. Unity. We decree that we will not allow different sects to divide us. We declare we will make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Peace. We decree that you will instruct us how to remain calm and rest in you. We declare you will keep whoever's mind is steadfast in perfect peace because we trust in you. Judgment. We decree that you will teach us to wait on your timing. We declare you make the way of the righteous smooth, walking in the way of your laws as we wait for you. When your judgments come upon the earth will learn righteousness. Trust. We decree that you will help us to rely on you and not what the world or media is saying. We declare we will trust in you, Lord, with all our heart and not lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you, and you will make our paths straight. Victory. We decree that you will allow us to triumph over our enemies. We declare thanks to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings. We decree that you will bless us. We have everything we need to be generous in all we do, and we will give you the glory. We declare that you will supply every need of ours according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. All right, now you get a little break. You can put your swords down if you want. And if the worship team would come back, we're going to sing a song, Sea of Victory. And then we'll do the last batch of decrees.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. Darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a
take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it.
Thank you, worship team. We're going to do our last set of decrees. So if you kids grab your swords, do you want to stay down there or do you want to come on stage? Whatever you guys want to do. But we're going to do them all together again. And then they have a nice little dance to do for you after. And then we will be done. All right, everybody ready? Swords up. Forgiveness. We decree that you will forgive us because of your mercy and grace that you give us when we sin against you and each other. We declare we will be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as you forgave us. Wisdom, understanding. We decree that you will give us, the ecclesia, discernment to make wise decisions and to know what to do when circumstances arise. We declare the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow your precepts have good understanding. Power. We decree our power comes from you. We are warriors and champions, and we have supernatural power. We declare that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. Mine's falling. Land. We decree that you will make a way for us to use our church property to build up your ecclesia and serve our community and even our nation. We declare you will bless us and enlarge our border and that your hand might be with us. Miracles. We decree to tell the future generations about our ancestors and how they prayed for our nation's future and about the many miracles you have done and will continue to do. We declare the stories from our fathers are true about our rich heritage. We will tell our children about the great marvels of God, his miracles and power that have brought us all this far. Mercy. We decree that you will have compassion on us, Lord. We declare you have heard our prayers for mercy. You are our strength and shield. We trust you with all of our heart. Faithfulness. We decree that you will give us direction on how to use our time, talents, and treasures to remain loyal to our calling. We declare your words that if we are faithful stewards to manage a small sum, we will be put in charge of more. Discipleship. We decree that you will lead us to those who want to follow you. We declare we will go in your authority and make disciples of all nations. Salvation. We decree that you will save those who want to know you as they see your power manifest. Bring back those who have strayed. We declare your salvation and power are set in place and your kingdom reign is established. Satan has been defeated. Authority. We decree you will give us authority by binding on earth what is bound in heaven, and what is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. We declare you have imparted to us your authority to trample Satan's kingdom. No harm will come as we walk in authority. Unseen realm. We decree that you will give us understanding of the unseen realm. We declare that our fight is not against people on earth, but with spiritual powers of evil in heavenly places. Amen. Amen. All right, our kids are going to get ready for their last thing. You can put your swords on the steps, on the benches if you want. And while they're doing that, if the rest of you, I'm just going to read a prayer for the ending of this. All this is wrapped in prayer. All the decrees and declarations that we made are all bathed in prayer. Prayer is the foundation for every decree we make. For through a constant flow of communication with the Father, we are able to more clearly hear the words he wants to speak. And we'll pray this, just pray this with me, I'll read it. Cut us loose and set us free from entanglement. Give us eyes to see with spiritual discernment and ears to hear from you, God. We decree and declare a cleansing and unifying of the people of the land as those decrees go forth. In the name of King Jesus Christ, empowered and led of the Holy Spirit of God, we dispatch the angelic troops throughout this land and in the spirit realm to deliver these decrees to all, both flesh and spirit. The enemy, the principalities and powers have no authority to act against these decrees. The Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, we praise your name, for you are true and faithful and just to perform it. We are anointed by the Holy Spirit to release declarations of breakthrough. America shall be saved. Amen. All right, kids. Get you ready. It's going to be a little dark in here, but it's the black lights. Thanks, kids. You did a really, really good job. You want to take a bow? Can you all take a bow? Can you all take a bow? Thank you, thank you. They did a wonderful job. Well, that concludes our program, Obedience. Thank you all for coming. I just bow in prayer with me. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for this day and what it means. We pray that you will just take these decrees and go just bless them, Lord, and use them for your honor and your glory. Help us to be obedient to you. Thank you for all you've done. Looking forward to seeing miracles happen from this today and these days forward. Thank you for our children, our future ecclesia, and we love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.